thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the power of women, their special qualities, what makes women so advanced that they can take all of mankind to a better future. Be with us, Yael, please. So, while I was preparing the show, I looked on the net, and I was thinking to myself, what characterizes women? What qualities? So I have a list, things that I got from the internet, and also things that I identify with. A woman usually has the ability to contain, she listens, she can multitask, she can do several things at the same time, she's softer, more compromising. Aesthetics is a field that's more related to women than men. She's more harmonious. Women's intuition. She's more emotional. Keeps the family together. Warm. Researchers show that women can be good managers. She has the ability to see things more broadly. She can connect many as if unrelated things, flexible thinking, she has very intuitive judgment, usually she can plan further ahead. And I'd like to start with the question, everything I just said, it's, I became envious. You described such a positive, perfect image. So this is what I want to ask about. Sure, it's from my point of view as a woman, but, you know, looking in a more, compared with men, undoubtedly, women have much better, moderate qualities. So as a Kabbalist, I wanted to ask you, what is special about women? What are their special forces? Look, here I'm in a dangerous zone. Am I starting to compare men with women as much as we can compare? What you just said, it's all true, and I agree with it 100%. But does a woman get it from nature? And therefore, there's nothing you can say. She got it, and that's that. There are those that are born strong or smart or special in music or art or something, and there are those that are the opposite. Meaning a woman gets many good special qualities that I really envy because she's a woman and I'm a man. And therefore, we're not saying that she succeeded, developed, but she got it from nature. But really? If I could acquire, add qualities to myself, then I think that I'd add much more from the overall image of women than from men. Before we delve deeper in, a research I saw that I think is very interesting, it says that once you add more women to a group, the group becomes more intelligent, meaning it can perform tasks in a more, also the development of different tasks. In a research, it becomes more multifaceted. Why? Research talks about empathy and women's ability to connect. But no, here you're talking about relations. I'm talking about the depth and the ability to disperse, distribute one's thoughts, and to investigate a broader field of things. Because when you add women to a research group that consists of men, it naturally makes things more whole and complete, because no sex is complete. And therefore, a woman's mind and her approach really the ability to feel things. It's much stronger, bigger than that of men. About women's empathy, how can they use their female empathy that they've received in order to use it correctly in life? Empathy, connection, communication, are these abilities really stronger in women? Depends. Women, they're really powerful in organizing something in order to fight for their rights. But the moment they don't have an external enemy, suppose men or some country or something, where they really need to fight for themselves. When they're on their own, then they don't have the power to unite, to connect. Why? Because women, they're so goal-oriented. True, they're goal-oriented and powerful in order to succeed along with other women and struggle against something that they deserve, but this is where their field ends. She doesn't feel herself connected enough or having the ability to connect enough with other women. Here, by nature, each and every woman has a domain of her own that she's not willing to share or come closer or even touch the domain of another woman. She's less of a team player in this respect. In this respect, she's completely independent. Unless she got previous education from generation to generation like it used to be in families in the past, a woman by nature, she's on her own. There's a part of the research that says that when women really want to do something, they recruit other women in order to create a feeling of security, meaning security is something important for a woman in order to act. Yes, she has to have it, but against an external enemy. And what is a woman's need for security? It's much stronger than in a man, because this is how it is from nature, because she's demanded to build a home. A woman is home. She has to build a home, family, children, it's her place, it's her domain, it's her walls, this is her world. First of all, this is her world. And really, we have to understand this need in a woman. And mankind has to somehow acknowledge this and support it. But to allow another woman to come into that domain, she can't. A man can, a woman can't. A woman has a basic need for security. Yes. Why? How? Because of that. Because she's intended to build a family, a home. The man will build the home, but around her. So she needs something that will support her, that what? She needs an additional force, male force, that will build for her a place called home. And a man wouldn't have built a home for himself at all. He'd live in some doghouse. He doesn't care. Even in the backyard, living outdoors. People lived this way for hundreds of years. What's important for women? Again, home, children, and the man. It's all important. It's an entire world. Whereas for men, for him it's enough to live inside his body. He doesn't need for something outside of his body that will be arranged around him. He doesn't really have a need for it, demand for it. Now, all these beautiful attributes we talked about, like multitasking, listening, empathy, the ability to manage, and so on. What should a woman do with all of this? How can she use it correctly? According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, a woman has a very special role, because a woman, she actually awakens the man. She guides him in life like a mother guiding her child. She can guide him and direct him, demand of him. Her demand is passed on to the man by nature. That this tower built, whether I like it or not, a woman that influences me, she can influence me much more strongly than I can influence her. It's incomparable. If she wants to turn me in a certain direction, direct me at something, or for me to do something, she'll be able to do it. By nature, I'm in a kind of a weak place, in a weak position towards her. I can't withstand her pressure, cope with it, resist it. Whereas when I say something, no, she can not take it into consideration. She feels it, but she has persistence, she doesn't take it into consideration, and keeps on living this way. This is how nature is built, that a woman influences men very strongly and a man influences a woman less strongly, much less. Why is it built this way? Because we, the men, have to arrange for women what they need. But probably it's for some kind of reason. I mean, it's the distribution of roles. This is how nature is built. Yeah, suppose animals don't have that. A male comes to the female, they mate, and he leaves. Everything else, she has to do. Giving birth, nursing, everything, she has to do it. He's completely irrelevant. There are only a few such examples in nature where really there's a connection. But really, there isn't. It's all only for the moment of the creation of a new generation. What's the right way a woman should look at herself? You know, women went through many things throughout history, and there's an entire confusion. Weak woman, strong woman. What's the right way for women to see themselves? I didn't exactly understand. How should a woman accept herself? Yes, see herself, see her role in life. What should she do with her power? I think that everything in the world depends on women. Everything. Can you explain? Were women nowadays to behave differently, the world would have been different. Would have been different. Because every man, whether he wants it or not, he feels it, he doesn't, he's controlled by women. And also, this is how it is by nature, by the malchut, the infrastructure of nature, which are women, the will to receive. This is how we govern, control the world. So, were women to demand of the world to be more stable, more correct, in terms of feeling security, not allowing men to play war and different politics. Meaning, were they to keep men under stricter control, so to speak, both individually and also in a more organized way, then women, they're a tremendous force. They don't go to soccer games or drinking or fishing or climbing mountains and so on. A woman, by character, she's mature, maturing. A man, all life long, remains a child. Till the very end, he needs games, hockey, football, things. He can't be without that. He likes going with his friends to a bar and other things. He needs play, like children do. A woman doesn't. And therefore, It's really unfortunate that women all around the world aren't connected enough in order to arrange the world so it will be more corrected, correctly formed, so that men will provide for what women need and can do themselves. But by nature, it's something that a man has to give a woman. So, if it's possible to say, even though that men owe to women, but they won't do it themselves, unless women will demand it from them correctly. What's the right way to push a man for him to do things correctly, like you said? First of all, a woman has to understand that it's something that she can do. It's in her ability to do it. That by nature, she has the justification to turn to a man and demand of him. That also, it is in the nature of men to yield to women and arrange what they need. A home, what's inside the home, the family, food, providing for the family and so on. It's something that a man has to do. And this is how it is by nature. If women don't demand, then men, they stay little kids playing their games. And this is what's happening nowadays in society, that women are not demanding of men. So the men arrange the world in a way that it's all one big game, that you don't need a family, you don't need kids, that you can do everything along the way. The main thing is that we'll feel good and comfortable. You can see it in every family, even if there is a wife and kids there. A man is willing at any given moment to escape to his friends, to play something, to do something, and were it not for women, this is how it would have been all the time. And since women's demand towards men isn't that strong, this is why the world looks the way it is. I really hope that it'll change, but again, I think that it should change through women. This is what we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, that it depends on the power of women, on the female part. And this is how it was also in previous generations. We had women prophets, we had great women that either directly and openly and behind the scenes for sure influenced history. Women in history and also in spiritual history, it's a tremendously important role. And we see it, maybe there are not enough researches about it, about women in history, the way they always stood. Like it said that behind every man, there's a woman that guides him, directs him, and so on. What should women direct men at nowadays? What do they have to demand of men that they don't do today? Because if in general I look at women versus men, women have plenty of demands towards men. It depends on a woman's education. Women themselves lost the right direction nowadays. They're not operating by nature, but according to the incorrect education that they got. And therefore, women, they have no real demand towards men. A woman always looked at a man in terms of how capable is he of building her a family. This is how it always was, in all cultures, in all times. And today, she was educated in a way that she doesn't look at that. Somehow she'll get along with this man, with that man, one way or another. I want a profession. It's more important for me than children and so on. And a family and a husband and so on. But let's hope that, as always, like throughout all generations, we'll reach the recognition of evil here too and change. We can't escape nature. We have to know. We'll have to comply with these laws. We'll have to have good, nice families everywhere.
אז אני רוצה קצת, כי באמת קצת לדבר על מה שקורה, על מה שקורה.
So, to talk a bit about what's going on today. On the one hand, meaning what women want today is that on the one hand, men will make place for them in places that used to be for men only. And another demand is that there will be someone who makes lots of money, that can sustain a family and so on. Today it's much more from the materialistic aspect than from all other aspects. And another thing is that you said that men always wanted to escape the family, home, and just go and play, have less responsibility and so on. And the woman was the one that pressured them to have a family and so on. Nowadays, women also aren't that eager to have a family. It's a tendency that you can really see going on. There is a big confusion with respect to what you describe, that this is how it's supposed to correctly work by nature. So, how do you see the situation today and where are we headed? Today we're in a general crisis. That's a crisis in the family, as the basis of mankind, of human society. It's a big crisis. But it seems to me that all this is a period, after which we'll once again reach a state where nature will have things its own way, and in our life, in our family, with the kids, with our wives, and with everything else that we're doing, we'll have to find the meaning in life, which isn't about being free. By being free of a family, I don't acquire anything. Maybe I am losing something. This is something that the younger generation has to discover. Both men and women lose as a result. Of course, if it's by nature, we already know that no matter what way we turn it, this is the framework that we have to be in. How do we arrange ourselves within this framework so much that we'll be content with it? On purpose, I'm not saying free, but content. Because freedom, when we start feeling that we're independent and we don't owe anyone anything, this could be the reason for all problems, calamities. And therefore, this is exactly what we have to understand. Why is freedom the basis for all problems? Freedom? That people want to get rid of the burden of a family and so on, and because, by nature, in part of our life, we're like animals, where we need food, sex, family. It's a must. This is what our body demands. Food, sex, and family. That today we're disconnecting from families, it's a problem. What's the price? The price is that we're already in uncertainty in this kind of open space. This balance, lack of place. You're like in space. A free person, he's free. Today is here, tomorrow is there. It seems to him that everything is fine. For a man, for a child, maybe it seems fine. You know, it's playful. But actually, we'll understand that it leads to dire results. Food, sex, everything that we have with all the games around it. And in this respect, I'm an ordinary person. It's not that I'm inclined to any side. But this too has to somehow be arranged, not the way it is today, because it leads to different unpleasant results and phenomena. Let's put it that way. And also food. We have to understand that all these things, and in general, everything that has to do with our body on the animate level, like any other animal, we have to receive it in a very, we have to receive it in a very specific way, proportionally to what a person needs in order to be healthy. This is what I want to say. Therefore, I think that soon it'll all pass. We'll reach the recognition of evil, as always, and all of this unlimited development. And naturally, suddenly, we'll start going back. We have a minute left. We can talk a lot about all of this. We'll have many more shows about it. My last question for today. How does the wisdom of Kabbalah see the unique power of women? The wisdom of Kabbalah sees the power of women as the basis in nature, of nature. Women, like we said, have to take the reins into their own hands and govern and control the world more than they do today. They have to use their influence over men that are weak towards women, really weak. And therefore, it's not that I blame women, but really, there's place for them here to perform real good self-scrutiny about what do they have to do in the world and not to wait for the world to change for the better by itself. What does a woman have to demand of a man? To be a man, which means what? To provide the female part in mankind with what they need. This general woman, home, children, family, food, clothing, peace, tranquility, everything that a woman needs by nature. And actually, she doesn't need more than that. But this is something that the man has to provide her with, and this is what he exists for. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.